I'm joined by Frank Rice. So good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
Now, what is your role here on Red Rose 2014?
I'm involved with the Cumbria Woodturning Association and helping with our volunteers introducing woodturning to all the campers.
So how's it gone? Is it being received well by the campers?
It's tremendously well. We've had a lot of enthusiasm, not just from the kids, but from the leaders as well, who've been very complimentary.
I must admit, some of the works that you've produced look absolutely fabulous. So what sort of items have you been producing?
Well, all sorts of things, from spurtles for stirring porridge, onion, what do you call them, onion dibbers, onion spoons, waddles, let me think, lots of other things. I've got a list, actually.
I noticed there is a, as you go through your list, there is a constant queue of people waiting to do things, isn't there? Yeah.
Certainly are. I mean, there's so many people waiting, we just cannot accommodate them all, unfortunately. It's a pity that we couldn't have had more of our volunteers here, but we are limited by how many people can come, really.
So what else is it that they can make?
We've been making spinning tops, egg cups, woggles. Somebody even wanted some cricket bales making for their cricket. Yeah, that's right. Mushrooms. Harry Potter wands have been quite popular as well, but they're more difficult to make, unfortunately.
I suppose you have to have the right sort of tree with a certain element of magic, don't you, sort of weave through it.
That's certainly true. You have to have a lot of enthusiasm and imagination.
So how many volunteers have you had on any one day?
Any one day we've got at least six of us. Occasionally we've had seven, but today there are six.
Right, and they're from the, what did you call it, the Cumbrian Woodturning Club, is it?
The Cumbria Woodturning Association, yes.
So I presume, does that get its members all over Cumbria, and where do you meet?
The members come from all over Cumbria, North Lancashire. We meet at Burneyside, just north of Kendal, on the road to Windermere. And we meet once a month.
So what sort of activities do you do when you do meet?
We have, usually we have a demonstrator who comes from far in a field, giving us specific topics to turn and giving us various techniques that we can pick up and take home with us.
Yes, I think the thing that impressed me is one of the gentlemen has managed to produce a complete ring by, it looked like, by cutting sort of inside the wood and then cutting on the outside to sort of produce a ring.
Yes, that's certainly possible. In fact, on our display stand, we have a vase, a sort of a goblet, and on the stem of it are two rings of wood that have been turned on the stem and have been retained by the stem. And it makes people think, well, how on earth did you get that there?
When you say two rings, are they actually loose? Are they actually?
Yes, they are actually loose, yeah.
Wow, that's quite an impressive technique, that.
Oh, yes, very interesting.
Now then, we talk about wood turning. So what precisely is it? Because we've talked about making all these wonderful things. You've talked about the fact that you've... I mean, I'm sat here, I can see six young people waiting to have a go. So what is wood turning?
Wood turning is the application of using machinery, a motor, to turn the wood in a circular direction, so that you can then apply gouges and scrapers to the wood to obtain various shapes. So you can turn a lot of things from bowls to stair spindles, lots of things.
So presumably, does wood turning have quite a history? I mean, has man been turning wood for quite a considerable amount of time then?
I would say for centuries. I don't think people would know exactly how long it is, but I suspect probably the Chinese developed it initially. But that's my own impression. Whether I'm right in saying that, I really don't know. But it goes back centuries.
Now then, with you, you've had a sponsor who has provided, or has he sort of lent the machines? So where the machines that I see, where have they come from?
These are provided by Axminster, who are a renowned national company, yeah. And they've very kindly supplied us with four lathes and all the equipment to go with it, plus the safety equipment like safety helmets and goggles, which are very necessary when dealing with children.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's these four fairly smart... are these sort of brand new machines virtually?
They are brand new. I say brand new, they look brand new when they arrived. They certainly don't look it now, not because they've any wear and tear, but because they're full of dust, etc.
Well, that's it. And I think you've been constantly on the go for the last 4 days, haven't you?
We have literally not stopped, apart from lunchtime. It really has been very, very busy.
So do you think this might benefit wood turning? Do you think you've ignited some imaginations? Do you think some young people might think, hang about, this looks like it was good fun?
Well, that was one of my initial ideas in introducing it to the camp. We as a club recognise that most of us are getting old in the teeth and want to attract new members. Okay, we're not going to get any new members to our club from anybody on the camp, but at least they can go home and hopefully inspire to continue with it in their home area and find a club in their home area from where they can gain further tuition.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I think you and your team have done an absolutely brilliant job, and as I say, the concentration and the focus that the young people have had in doing the work seems to be quite remarkable. They seem to be really enjoying what they're doing.
They certainly do. I mean, when you see the concentration on their faces, it's so intense. They're just not thinking about anything else. They're so engrossed in it. It really has been tremendous.
Absolutely brilliant. So Frank Rice from the Cumbrian, what's it?
Cumbria Woodturning Association. I'm also in the Scouts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, you and your team have done an absolutely brilliant job, and I hope you, and of course you've got one more day to go tomorrow, so thank you very, very much for coming along and speaking to us.
Thank you for the offer to inspire other people and to spread the word. Thank you.